So, Mr. Dax, you've indicated that, that you could live with the DPS-DEC proposed schedule, but you have several comments about how times could be shortened for certain events that are identified there. But it seems like your primary comment is regarding, as we've discussed, regarding a schedule for settlement. Would that, is that...
I think that's fair.
Am I understanding?
Yes, and in a further off-the-record conversation that we just had with DPS, we can accept the important, what I would say, the important milestone dates in the DPS-DEC schedule. What we can't accept is the implication of the event that's listed as formal notice to municipalities and landowners affected by alternative route proposals. And we don't need to dwell on this at any length at this point, but we don't believe that that gets triggered unless we effectively amend our application, and it's in our control to amend it or not. So that we don't see that baking in an interval for formal notice to other municipalities should be part of the schedule because it presumes too much.
All right, I understand your position. I'm neither agreeing nor disagreeing at this time. I'll consider it.
Okay.
But all right, I understand that.
So within that, we think there's some room for changing some of these intervals, but we're not advocating anything in particular. We understand that the interveners who are going to be funded from the fund will need to have time for their experts to get up to the speed that some of their representatives are already up to. And we accept that there should be some more time baked into the schedule for that purpose. So on balance, the DEC DPS schedule is acceptable to the applicant.
All right, and Mr. Reisel, the town provided a proposed schedule. I'd like you to help me out to the extent that you may have identified events that are not identified in the DPS-DEC schedule. And I'm not sure if it's just that you listed the compliance date in the beginning, or whether there are others.
Well, we have listed the, we've started from the compliance date.
Yes.
Correct, and we have, Your Honor, and we have the funding date and this pre-hearing conference to make a complete schedule. And then, of course, the major difference between the town of Athens and our schedule, which I assume the DEC still agrees with, is a reasonable discovery date after all the applicant's stuff is available.
And okay, can you, and please point me to that on your schedule and the DEC schedule. What are the event items, starting with your schedule? I mean,
starting with our schedule, we are fine with the supplementary material going in on May 2, and we do not want a cutoff date until August 29th. On discovery. They have discovery cutoff dates in April and the first part of May.
Your Honor, excuse me. I would just point out that the DEC DPS schedule does not have any cutoff for discovery, as we discussed earlier. We don't support any cutoffs for discovery except for a reasonable time before hearings, which Mr. Dax agreed to.
I intended to specify a reasonable time prior to the commencement of the applicant's hearing, and that was what the date was there for. However, I would accommodate the two staffs on that issue. So the real difference here, Judge, is that we're looking for a trial start date on October 6th. That is, the applicant puts in his case on October 6th. The rest of those dates sort of follow along with what other people have provided. We do think that you need adequate time to develop our cases. Don't forget, we have not been able to deploy experts as of yet. We're still waiting funding for that. So we haven't really started the hardcore cases, nor have we had the opportunity to follow up on our discovery, because we're also asking for funding for counsel. So what we're really saying, Your Honor, is that we need to, if a supplemental material comes on May 2nd, that's fine. But we do not want to have any, we don't want to cut off discovery until shortly before that October date, before the service date for pre-trial testimony, for trial testimony. Seems to me when one side serves as trial testimony, the pre-filed trial testimony on the eve of trial, then that, if you've had adequate discovery, you should be able to start dealing with that pre-filed testimony and building your case.
All right, so let me see if I understand. With reference to the DPS-DEC schedule, you're suggesting that the hearing date of September 28th should be moved out to October 6th? Is that correct?
Correct.
That's not correct, Your Honor.
No, it is.
It's
not June 17th.
The DEC-DPS schedule has the...
I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong date. Thank you, go ahead.
Yeah, the June 17th is the date that the DEC DPS schedule that the applicant has accepted. That's when the hearings would begin on the examination of the applicant's testimony and application. So the town of Cortland's proposal is to push that from June 17th out to October 6th. One wonders what we'll all be doing with all that time.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor.
Mr. Dax is correct, and I think I really... explain what we will be doing. We'll be getting our expert up to speed. We will be preparing discovery, we'll be serving discovery, and we will be following up on that discovery. And I think that is, cannot do that in a period of, for some of the aspects of this case, which will be available slightly more than a month before the applicant starts to put on his case. That's unrealistic. And I don't think you can get meaningful discovery.
Yeah, this is Haley Carlock, Christina Cudson, and we support, specifically regarding the trial date, we support the town of Cortland and the town and village of Athens proposed schedule. And I think, Your Honor, you mentioned that there would be some second round of intervener funding after initial public statement hearings are held, which we don't know when that will be, but presumably it won't be for a month or so. So by the time second round intervener funding, if any, is dispersed, it would be almost up into May. And the idea that then finally, whether there were new parties identified during the public statement hearing process or funding granted to parties like Scenic Hudson and Riverkeeper after that for deployment of experts, that less than a month later we'd be in trial. It's clearly not enough time to get experts deployed, get them into the depth of the application and prepare to go to trial on that. Maybe there's some wiggle room between June 17th and October 6th, but I think the idea of going to trial that soon for the intervener parties who are, to some extent at least, relying on that funding is just not realistic.
All right, thank you.
Your Honor, I wanted to just add for DEC that later in the afternoon yesterday, I did see the requested deadlines from the town of Cortland and village, and I just want to clarify that we have no objections to extending the time. I think based on my experience with the Champlain Hudson Power Express project as well, the Scenic Hudson Riverkeeper, and all of the interveners provided really valuable input to the project, ultimately, I think making the project much better. So I think if, as they're stating, that they need more time to gear up and to properly prepare testimony and be able to ask the applicant questions about all of the alternatives that they've offered, which are significant, upland and in river, then if additional time is needed, we have no objections to that.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I would just like to observe that I think there's an over-reliance being made by some parties on the Champlain-Hudson experience, not only because it was in the settlement model, but more importantly, that was a 300-mile project going through Lake Champlain, going around places in which there were PCB issues, going through some complicated detours through the Capital District, and on into the city of New York. A very different project with very many different issues and more complex issues, more parties involved. And so I think that is not a good model to be using for understanding what the scheduling needs are of this very different project.
Okay, and I think any comparisons to Champlain-Hudson, I think are only because it's a significant Article 7 project that was recently approved by the commission that went through the process to conclusion. And your project as well is a significant project, even if it's not 350 miles.
There are other models out there, and I would
agree.
Hudson Transmission Partners that we're very familiar with, and Neptune, you follow different trajectories and may be useful places to look as well.
All right.
Your Honor, Philip, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Muscas, and then we'll go to New York City.
Okay. Thank you. For Riverkeeper, I just want to voice our agreement and support with Scenic Hudson's comments on the schedule, and I think we're not, in terms of scheduling and discovery and the initial hearing date, we're not relying on Champlain-Hudson example of this. I think the description that Ms. Carlock gave to the real hurdles we'd face given our need for intervener funding and need to engage experts that's what's driving our need for a slightly longer hearing schedule here. Thank you.
All right, and I think somebody in New York City wanted to be heard, am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor. I don't want to reiterate the basic point that I made about a need for discovery, but I think it's self-evident that if you run out the timeline on a round of document productions and interrogatories and backing and forthing on them, after you've got your experts up to speed, which may be 30 or more days, that the timeline provided by the applicant really means no effective discovery.
All right, thank you.
Your Honor, I'm a little puzzled, and I have to comment on the idea that there's a separate round of document discovery and then interrogatories. This is not civil litigation. There's an application before the commission that is extensive. There is also an Army Corps application that is in the commission's files that is extensive. There have been 67 discovery requests, which in some cases produced additional documents. It's already there, so I'm not sure what Mr. Reisel is referring to when he's talking about document demands and then interrogatories following them. The way this process works, the application comes first, and 90% of the documentation is right there. I think that's tending to exaggerate the length of discovery that's required.
All right, thank you. Does anybody else wish to be heard on schedule? Mr. Scotto?
I just want to make one brief point about schedule that we raised earlier with respect to the AC transmission proceeding and the timing. The AC transmission proceeding poses the potential for a number of cumulative impacts to the town of Athens and the village of Athens in conjunction with this proceeding. And the governor's recently announced that the AC transmission proceeding is intended to move forward in an expedited fashion and perhaps as quickly as a year. And so with respect to an issue I raised earlier on need and the showing that's needed or required in this proceeding, I ask that the schedule reflect the time period of the AC transmission proceeding as well to accommodate questions that may come up with respect to the need and the cumulative impacts associated with those two proceedings.
Okay, well, how would you suggest that we do that?
Well, one way we could...
You didn't provide a proposed schedule So how would you suggest that the DEC DPS schedule, for example, be modified to achieve that?
Well, what I was suggesting, Your Honor, is that the schedule that we do support by the town of Cortland would provide enough time for the AC transmission proceeding to advance over the course of the next 4 or 5 months, so that we had an idea prior to the time that the hearings are scheduled on this application to develop things like alternatives, cumulative impact analysis, and also questions of need.
I think Mr. Dax may be a little bit chagrined because I believe the applicant originally wanted to be part of the AC transmission case and was precluded because they're not alternating current project.
You're right, Your Honor.
Let him in.
And now, right. And now, in terms of scheduling, you're ahead of them.
Well, maybe. It's certainly something, Your Honor, that we just ask that in this proceeding that there's consideration of, you know, about this parallel proceeding that, as you just mentioned, West Point Partners was originally involved in.
Right. Well, let me also mention at this point, in your request for intervener funding, you did mention, you did include a motion for the applicant or DPS staff to conduct a cumulative impact assessment. And I just want to say that the request for intervener funding is not really the appropriate place for that motion, and I'll leave it to you as to how to pursue that further if you wish to do so as the case goes forward.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Right, so I acknowledge that you raised that issue there, but I'd ask you to develop it differently if you choose to develop that further.
Correct. It goes back to the issue I talked about earlier about what obligations the applicant or staff or other agencies would have and what obligations the town's consultants would have, and not wanting to duplicate those efforts.
Yes. All right. Did anybody else wish to be heard? Mr.
I hope this is a minor point of clarification, but there was a discussion of a discovery cutoff and 5 days before the hearing. And I just want to be clear that with respect to the applicants, that discovery could then resume at some point in the future. In other words, as people are preparing their testimony, questions are going to occur to them about the applicant's proposal. So if the discovery cutoff before the first hearing is a complete discovery cutoff, then there's basically not going to be any discovery after the first hearing with respect to the application. Good. I assume what is meant is that there'll be a quiet period while people are preparing, and then the rules will go back, but I wanted to be clear about that. Thank you.
That was my understanding, that it would be a quiet period. Is that right, Mr. Dax?
That's what we've anticipated.
Yeah. That's what DPS anticipated too.
All right.
Your Honor, can I make one more comment about Town of Cortland's schedule? Staff is a bit mystified by the movement of the service date for applicant supplemental testimony and exhibits from May 2nd to August 15th. We just don't understand why they're extending that period, since it's a date that the applicant has already said they're going to submit their testimony by May 2nd. And also, it doesn't fit with the close of discovery only 14 days later. Those two things just don't make sense to us.
Your Honor, we'll recede from that demand.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, I've run out of questions on scheduling, and I'm still not sure what the schedule will be. Anybody want to say anything further?
Yes, Your Honor. Staff would request that the applicant be required to provide a statement as to the status of outstanding items and perhaps a schedule for providing the outstanding items related to the requests in the Secretary's deficiency letter dated August 2nd, 2013, Appendix B. There are several items on that list that have not been supplied to us yet, but the applicant said would be supplied at a later date. Thank you.
I'm not prepared to make a statement right now. I'll have to go back. My impression was that we either said that certain things would be filed with an EMCP, and then with respect to the tonal noise study and the additional visual impact study, we said April 4th was the filing date. We're sticking to that. If there are other items that I have ignored, I will attend to them before the end of this week.
All right, thank you. So noted. All right, I think that concludes all the matters that I wish to discuss. Does anybody wish to say anything further before I close out the procedural comments? All right, there being nothing further, we'll close the record at this time. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, except I see some strategies in the right. I have undisplayed the importance of the Hudson River. I'm trying to other outside groups, so for me it was good to see them.